You're tuned to The Blend on 88.1 WDIY. Well, Beppe Gambetta is an Italian musician and ambassador of art who for more than four decades continues to amaze us with his projects on both sides of the Atlantic. He's an acoustic guitarist, songwriter, producer, and educator, and his art is fueled above all by the curiosity that springs from encounters, travels, and research. He has brought back forgotten artists, popularized and reinvented folk guitar techniques, and produced unforgettable shows and much original music for which he is loved and respected on the international scene. Beppe Gambetta performs tonight at Godfrey Daniels. Beppe, welcome to the airwaves of WDIY.
It is fantastic to be back. Thank you. Thank you, Carlos, for having me. What a pleasure after so many years to find you again here.
Yeah, you were my guest quite a few years ago, maybe 10 or 15 yes. years ago, just briefly.
I remember it. Well, there were many other guests also, and yes, it's great to hear this radio continuing with the supporting the independent music scene is fantastic. In the rest of the world, it doesn't happen too much. So I'm so happy that in the United States, the independent radios are fantastic. I'm doing great.
Well, you know, growing up in Kansas is where I originally was. Grew up in Kansas City, and I attended college in Manhattan, Kansas. And I learned about this festival going on from friends there, called like a Winfield Bluegrass Festival. So it was my first festival ever, 45 years ago. I went there in 1979, and I guess that's a place that I believe that you've played.
Yes, I played, I think, 17th time already at the festival. Yes, I started together with Dan Crary, who is a famous father of the flat picking guitar, and we were invited to perform. And yes, I developed a great friendship with that festival. It's called the Walnut Valley Festival, and is the festival that has more jamming in the whole world, I think, because there are 15,000 people, and at least 12,000 people bring an instrument. And it is forbidden to ask to sleep. That is fantastic. In many areas of the campground, you cannot say, please don't play because I have to sleep. You are allowed to play until 6 in the morning, if you like. And I did it many times.
Well, that was my experience, and first time, and I've been to many festivals since, but that was my first one just before I moved out here to this area that we're in. When was the first time you played there at the Walnut Valley Festival?
I think in 92. Okay. It was my first time. So lots of memories and great artists that I met over there.
Well, moving out east 35 years ago, and then, I remember seeing you earlier on in your career. 1989 recording Dialogues was out. I picked up the vinyl and I had a chance to play it today. You had actually autographed it for me back then.
Wow, fantastic.
So I've been following you for a little bit. I know that back in that early 80s time frame, that Bela Fleck recorded a similar album of duets called Double Time.
Yeah.
And you're familiar with that one?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And then he already had established a following with Newgrass Revival in the 70s, and then and many of his cohorts already knew about him. And likewise, Tommy Emmanuel, who did an album last year, put out a similar one with many guests on it, but much later in his lifetime. So what was that challenge for you when you were trying to put that project together back then, because you were more of a new person on our scene in the States?
Yeah, and it was in 1988. I had to invent something special to break into the acoustic scene. I decided to try to be professional for a while, and I thought I had this crazy idea of renting a digital tape recorder. It was the first digital recorder that ever arrived in the United States, and I decided to knock at the door of all my heroes and tell them, Hi, I am an Italian flat picker. Would you like to play a tune with me? And that was a clever idea. They didn't have the courage to send me away, you know. No, actually, I had to do a lot of phone calls and from Europe to try to start to set up all of this this trip. And I finally was able to do it because I found an office. I would like to read from my book a little story of that. Yes, maybe I should now.
Yeah, because I guess that book, this story is about that travel, right? That
yes, trip. There are among all the stories in the book. In the book, there are even some recipes about staying together, of sort of recipes for communal food, the perfect food for jam session and so on. But there are many stories, and this is about this this trip. So I read just a little excerpt of it. The logistical preparation of the trip and the details of so many meetings required hours of phone calls. Plus, at the time, my English was a disaster. Probably like now. And phone calls to the US could cost as much as $10 a minute. Fortunately, the discovery of what I later called the office came to my aid. One of my guitar students, also medical student, taught me the trick to get free line to the USA from Italian phone booths. It's very simple. Dial 1-3 times, then slam the receiver down hard, and the direct line to the USA magically arrives free of charge and with no time limit. The trick worked perfectly in every phone booth, but the defect was too obvious, and soon all the Genoese payphones had been overhauled and fixed. As an incurable optimist, I was convinced that in a city as big as Genoa, there was at least one booth that they had forgotten to fix. One night, I decided to look for it, starting from the extreme west of the city, beginning at the Voltri bus terminal and stopping at every single booth. Repeat 1-1-1 and then bang. I did a meticulous job moving through the various neighborhoods, from the rich to the infamous and even to the heights of the city. Exhausted, at 4:30 in the morning, I had finally found it. And the paradox was that the magic phone book, the only one still enabled, was located in front of the Genoa police headquarters.
So what is the name of the book, and when did you write that?
I wrote the book during, you know, I hate to say the word that starts with pan and finish with demic. It's better to say the beautiful, the long vacation that we had. So during that long vacation, you know, many people opened the boxes they had full of memories, and so many beautiful things and memories came out, and pictures that I decided that even in a world of the independent music that is not the glamour of the pop and rock, but is based on beauty and on little things, little beautiful things. I had to tell a lot of these stories, and so there are stories of encounters of great people, and the title is Declarations of Love, because are not really declarations of love with women, but the declarations of love for the beauty. So every time I met with some beautiful situation, I declare my love for the art.
Wonderful, yeah. So that's great, and I look forward to looking through that book some more. So what would you like to start us out with this afternoon?
You know, I thought my mentor, when I started to play flat picking, was Doc Watson, and 1 year ago was this big celebration of the 100 years of his birth. So I even for that occasion I went to his grave, and I brought some flowers to the grave of Doc Watson, and I played something for him. So since he was so important, maybe it's cool to start with the most famous Doc Watson song. that is called The Tennessee Stud.
So Beppe Gambetta live in our studios here at WDIY.
About 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa, one of her brother was a bad outlaw. I wrote her a letter to my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee Stud. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee Stud. Drifted on down to the no man's land, across that river called the Rio Grande. I raised my horse to the Spaniard's bold, to get me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree, we got in a fight over Tennessee. We pulled our guns and he fell with a thud, and I rode away on the Tennessee Stud. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee Stud. Right back through the Arkansas, I whip her brother and I whip her pa. I found that girl with the golden hair, and she was riding on the Tennessee mare. Pretty little baby on a cabin floor, a little horse called playing round the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loved the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud.
It's great having a front row seat. Beppe Gambetta right here in our studios live on WDIY. And really a fun song. I like some of the treatments and things you put on there, like the horse galloping.
Yes, I'm, you know, at a certain point I was so much in love with Doc Watson that I played exactly every lick of him, every solo of him. And at a certain point, you need to abandon it, because if not, you become just a bad copy, because no one will play as him, never. So you have to play his music, but to play it in a little bit in your own way. So Doc Watson was, when he was playing live, he was doing the horse like this. And I did the...
Very nice. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You have a new CD out that came out, Yes. About 2 years ago? Or is
yes,
it?
In the famous period of the vacation.
Yes. And yes. Yeah, so Where the Wind Blows, or yes. And but you have it in both languages. Dove
Tia o Vento.
Dove Tia o Vento.
It means Where the Wind Blows in Genovese dialect.
Oh,
yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's bilingual, actually.
Uh-huh. But the dialect, so that's yes. Is that kind of an expression that's used mainly in Genoa?
Actually, the dialect in Genoa is quite alive. That means that people, especially workers, they continue to talk it. And it is quite a language with its own grammar and with its own special words. So it's hard also to speak it, because you need to practice it. Sometimes when I talk to some old people, they say, you don't talk every day the dialect, I can tell, because it's sort of difficult. But it's good to maintain it alive, because it's something that goes in ancient time, and also is sort of artistically extremely expressive, because it sounds a little bit like Genovese, like Portuguese, like as a sailor. Mm-hmm. So maybe if you like, I can sing for you something in Genovese, or we can listen something from the album. What you prefer?
It's your choice. So we have we do have the new recording here. We just thank you for bringing that in. And
yes.
I just, matter of fact, I just downloaded it last night. So very excited to be playing that in coming weeks. Again, Beppe Gambetta in our studios. He'll be playing live tonight at Godfrey Daniels. He's giving us a little preview of what you can expect tonight. And I definitely encourage you to come out and check it out.
Yes, actually, I'm gonna sing for you one of the song of in Genovese from this album, I am for guitar players that are listening. I am using a really special tuning that is called D A D E A E, and Dead Yay. And actually, the tuning is so beautiful that sounds already beautiful before you start to play. You can listen.
Yeah.
And yes, maybe the song is quite long. I do just a few verses in. Yes. This is called Dove Tia o Vento. Where the wind blows, and for those who don't understand Genovese, is about nostalgia, about wish to go back, no matter what happens. A nonna Jo, alle assula cui sei figi, o maio le partiu senza tornar. Barba Langin, o Leão pescou das cuggi, o Mingo, le nasceu para navegar. Chilin, le emigrou 2 anos prima, o Weiva na bitega da Armacim. O Mas, le pijou no lanche visto, a caixa le tornar com o vestibuim. Eu filho que digero que pensa, a zena coisa ti que vê tornar. O sol ti me lasciou limentasca, ma o male torna grosso, e l'egua l'entra drento, no vancio a bocca vando veti ao vento. Scurì, a guerra le affinia, ma l'erba grama accresce in tutti i canti, a nasce in tifiani, in scellerze, allena marotia,
e su un tournée de lui giù e anche in tanti anche o ballilla le tornò le murtu sueno gantio culai va in mangine stintù non emo mai capio se le servio e come l'erba grama torna sciù e un figlio che dice a nu che pensa a zena cosa ti che vuoi tornare un sotto me lasciò le mie in tasca ma un male torna grosso e leggo all'intratrento non vancio a bocca van dove ti ha un vento ma leggo a non perdunga e un male torna trento non vancio a bocca van dove ti ha un vento.
Beppe Gambetta live in our studios here at WDIY. That's a beautiful song. Is that actually in Genovese dialect you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, so if you heard a little bit different sound from the regular Italian. In Italian, the numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In Genovese, they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's a little bit like more like Portuguese, mm-hmm. A little more singing dialect, yeah.
So it's a great recording. This came out in the last couple of years. And anything else you'd like to tell us about the CD, the new CD?
The new CD is really interesting because I really decided to write my whole songs. So it's totally made of songs that I wrote and music that I wrote and that I arranged. So and it is the first time because I have always been a song hunter. I always love to find a beautiful song that is sort of underestimated, a little forgotten in this roots music field, and to bring it back to the modernity and give my arrangement. And in this new album, I really decided to write my own songs, and it was cool because after 50 years on the road, I have some stories to tell and some things to say in my songs. So that was a joy.
Well, that's great. And I heard that, sampling a little bit of it yesterday. I noticed you have several songs you're singing on this one as well, not just this title track, or I'm not sure if that's, was that the title track that you just played?
Yes, it's the title track.
But you also sang on a few others, right? So these are all original tunes.
All original.
They sound great.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And you also brought something in today you mentioned that you like to share also.
Yes.
What can you tell us about?
Yes, music moves on, and it's fantastic. I decided to produce a new album with new music, and it's great. I don't know, now I am 68, and when I compose new music and I prepare new music, I continue to be a teenager. That means I don't lose this enthusiasm of trying to say something and to the joy of inventing some new music and bringing to the people that likes my music. So is really a joyful moment because the album is gonna be mixed, is finished, and it's gonna be mixed. And I was able to have some dear friends and great players with me, and if we like to listen to this track, is gonna be the world premiere of the album because it's the first time that a track of the album is broadcasted on a radio, and this is called "Sit and Pick with You," and it is interesting because I did a trip through California. And I performed some concerts, and in the first concert, David Grisman came, and we played one tune together. It was so fantastic, great mandolinist. And in the next concert, Dan Crary came, and Was another joyful moment. He's 84 but still plays beautiful guitar. And in the third concert, Peter Roman was visiting. So I thought, who knows, in the next concert, maybe the Pope will come, you know. But no one came, actually. But it was such a delightful experience to this coincidence of meeting with masters and fathers of the music, people that invented a new music genre. And so I wrote this song, Sit and Pick With You, that is really about how little things in life, there is this famous way of saying that beautiful things in life, the most beautiful thing in life are for free, you know, how beautiful things in life are so fantastic to find, and just sitting and picking with a dear friend, and as we did. And so I have David Grisman and Dan Crary, and as a singer with me is Tim O'Brien, who decided to sing a duet. And so I hope it will be a super hit. For sure it could have been a super hit in 1932, because it's performed in the old style of Carter Family style. I don't know in modern time how many people will enjoy it, but I really like it.
So that's what they're all on this next tune that we're going to listen to.
Yes.
And this is the world premiere of this tune with Beppe Gambetta here on The Blend on 88.1 WDIY.
Fingers moving slow, children running round below. Pick a few notes with me like it used to be. Feel the energy of a simple melody. It's so good to sit and pick with you.
Sit and play gently as we did one day. We don't need too much written tone and touch. Here it comes back again, steady like an old freight train. It's so good to sit and pick with you. We know.
Oh, you play it well. Sound just like you are Maybell. It's so good to sit and pick with you.
Sold. I just need to sit and pick with you.
Feel the energy of a simple melody. It's so good to sit and pick with you.
The world premiere of yes. this tune with Beppe Gambetta.
I hope it will bring good luck. I'm sure it will bring good luck. Yes. And thanks a lot for having me after so long. I really enjoy to be here, and I hope some friends will come to listen to my concert tonight.
Performing tonight at Godfrey Daniels at 8 o'clock. That's Beppe Gambetta. Thanks for being here this afternoon.
Yes, and I hope it won't be in 15 years that I come back to your
yes,
show.
Yes, come back sooner. Yes. Yeah, we'd love to have you back.
Grazie. Thank you so much.